Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Origins of Occidental Mythology. It is the first talk in the series entitled Western Quest. And now, Joseph Campbell.
My favorite definition of mythology is other people's religion. And my favorite definition of religion is misunderstood mythology. The misunderstanding consisting precisely in imagining that symbols, which refer to spiritual potentials of the human spirit, are actually references to historical events. Every mythology is interpreted on the simplest level as referring to historical events. On the other hand, the source of the symbols of myth is not history, is not historical. The source is the imagination of the human spirit, the poetical imagination. And deep mystical experiences, the earliest of these being of the what's known as the shamanic crisis, the crisis characteristic of the shamanic cultures, where young people, men or boys and young girls, at the time of puberty experience a very deep psychological crack-up and are drawn out of it by way of externalization of the very symbols that are within their own psyches. Such a symbolic event, for example, as the virgin birth, is well known throughout the whole world with reference to this, that, or another mythological character. And the motif is applied to spiritual teachers as representing the quality of their birth, you might say, of their spiritual career. There was a very great anthropologist in the middle of the 19th century, Adolphe Bastian, for whom the chair in anthropology in the University of Berlin was established, who was a great voyager as well as medical man and anthropologist. And he noticed that throughout the world, the same motifs occur in all the religions, variously inflected. Now, he termed these motifs that are constant throughout the world elementary ideas, elementar Gedanken. However, you never will experience an elementary idea in itself. It always appears in the costume and context of a specific culture or a specific period in the life of a culture. And these provincial inflections of the elementary ideas he called Völkergedanken, or ethnic ideas.